to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. Now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Ah, welcome to Call to Freedom. What a joy to have you join us today. I am so grateful to the Lord that you tuned in, and I don't know how you do it, if you're listening on the radio or if you're going online. And online you can hear us at online you can hear us at freedomstreet.org. I don't want to give you the wrong call letters. And you can hear us on 670 KLTT at 9 o'clock at night, 2:30 in the morning, 5:30 in the morning, and on 1220 KLDC, 1220 on your dial. You can hear us at 11 o'clock in the morning. So you can also go to freedomstreet.org, and you can click on resources and go to radio shows, and that will give you shows for the last few weeks. You can just log in and either download or listen again and again and again. Go in there often, and you can also listen to blogs. You can listen to Darren Sessions. I know that Chris was saying Darren Sessions is one of the things that the people go to more frequently, and I'm so grateful because we spent years and years on those CD series. So thank you so much for just trolling around. Going around. And I told you the other day that I was in the streets of Denver on Saturday morning, and I just tuned into KLTT, and there it was. There was Call to Freedom. So every once in a while, you can hear it on different radio networks. So God bless you. If you'd like to get in contact with Kimberly and me, you can email us at barbara@freedomstreet.org or kimberly@freedomstreet.org. And we'd be happy to answer questions, or if you'd like any of the CD series or things that are available, you can ask me about those also. God bless you. So good to have you join us today. We love you so much, and we pray for you often. Kimberly, you have had such a good teaching yesterday, and I know it's continuing into today, and I'm excited to hear about it.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
We are all longing for something fresh, something new. This world has been broken, and the disasters, whether they're man-made or natural disasters that have been happening in this world, we can just see that it's broken, mm-hmm. and we need help.
Yes.
And that help is coming from us, yes. you, the listener, you, Mom, and from me, mm-hmm. as we make choices. We are revealing new creation beings.
Yeah.
And that's when we're making choices to follow the Spirit of God. So that's what we were talking about yesterday. And I'm just going to say it because, you know, now we're on the air and you can't stop me. But Romans 8:19 is what I was meditating on yesterday. And yesterday's date was 8/19, August 19th. Isn't that fun?
Oh, yeah. So, that's really fun.
I know. There are a few of you out there who will appreciate that, so I had to say it.
The number system. Before we get into Romans 8, I just want to go through our verse for this week is Psalm 46, and I love the Message. Now, Kimberly yesterday gave not only the New American Standard, but the Message and also the Passion translations in her discussing Romans 8, and that's so good. If you've got various translations, you can go into. But Psalm 46, 1 through 6 in the Message says, God is a safe place to hide. Oh, and I think of that verse of scripture in Psalm 91:1, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. Those are wonderful places of covering and assurance. Oh, God is a safe place to hide, ready to help when we need him. We stand fearless at the cliff edge of doom, courageous in a sea storm and earthquake, before the rush and roar of oceans, the tremors that shift mountains. He's talking about earthquakes. Jacob wrestling God fights for us. God of angel armies protects us. River fountains splash joy, cooling God's city, this sacred haunt of the Most High. God lives here. The streets are safe. God at your service from crack of dawn. Oh, that's so good. Godless nations rant and rave. Kings and kingdoms threaten. But earth does anything, God says. Oh, the earth is at God's commands, Kimberly. It really is.
Yes, yes. When you think about the birds of the air, the butterflies, all the little creatures, they all live their lives according to the way that God predestined them.
Yes, that's right.
And we are the only created being that doesn't.
Yes.
It's just true. I mean, we human beings get to choose not to live according to the way he predestined us. Mm-hmm. And that is what causes so much heartbreak and so much chaos in this world. That's what causes some of the man-made disasters that happen, is that we went rogue. We're no longer living according to the blueprint and the pattern that God created us for. We have something that a lot of the other creatures don't have, and that's the ability to choose.
Yes.
And that's what we were talking about yesterday.
Yes, I know Paul introduces the chapter 8 of Romans in telling us that those who do according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, and those who are according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For the mindset, and this is verse 6, the mindset on the flesh is death, but the mindset on the Spirit is life and peace. Oh, we want that.
Amen, that's good.
Yeah,
yes.
We want that.
Yes. And so yesterday I had really focused in on the idea of the verse 19, Romans 8, 19.
Yeah.
Yes. Because it was the 19th yesterday. No, the Lord was just leading me to look at that word revealing, the revealing of the sons and daughters of God, that all of creation is standing on tiptoe, waiting, longing for the revealing. And when we look at the revealing of the sons and daughters of God, we realize that he has done the complete work to make us his sons and daughters.
That's right.
Now there's something on our side that we need to do, and that is to make a choice. For most of my life, when I was presented with that piece of information, that I have a choice to make, and this is concerning Jesus, and whether or not I would let the Lord Jesus into my life to rule it, to guide me, to be the one on my throne at all times and helping me make decisions. When I was presented that piece of information, I kind of heard it from a place where it felt like that was a lot of responsibility on my part.
Mm-hmm.
And it can feel that way. It can feel like, oh, if I let him in, then I need to be good.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of pressure.
It is.
I can't be good enough. And the Bible even tells us that in Romans 3:23, it says that we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
That's right.
So none of us can be good enough to make that happen. It is God's work in us. It's not our work. And so now if we allow his Spirit into our being, there's another voice in our head, and it's usually a still, small voice. It's something real small that might prick us when we're in traffic, and we might see somebody cut us off, and we'll have a trigger happen in us, and we feel bad toward that person. We want to say something negative to them. Our words are powerful.
Yes.
And in order for us to be revealed as the sons and daughters of God, we will bless them and pray for them rather than curse them.
That's right.
That's the revealing part. That's what needs to be revealed in us, is that we're choosing God's ways over our ways. We're putting our ways to death. We must decrease and he must increase.
Mm-hmm. Yes. The world is doing it opposite of what the Spirit-filled believer is doing. And we see so many road rage accidents and even killings on the road because people who are cut off or another car is behind them so close in the back bumper. Oh, I hate that, but I am not going to hurt someone because of that. It's like this, a trial that's going on with this young man in Texas that this football player, senior in high school, the guy came in under their tent when they were practicing on the field, and the young football player said, "You don't belong here. You belong over there." And he was arguing with the football player. Football player just put his arm on his shoulder, and the young kid said, "He's touched me. He touched me. He touched me," and he killed him. He stabbed him with a knife and killed him. Well, we can't think about doing those kind of things, Kimberly, to bring justice to our lives or the right thing in our lives. We've got to think about what would Jesus do? What would Jesus do in this circumstance? And just because somebody cuts us off or intimidates us or even comes to the point of, when we're talking with them, touches us, we cannot use the actions or reactions of the world. We cannot.
No.
Not in Christ Jesus.
No. And you know, I guess I'm going to go ahead and make this differentiation also, that there are some people in churches that behave worse than some people in the world.
Oh, yes.
And so just because you go to church doesn't mean that you're covered. It doesn't mean that you are walking according to the Spirit of God.
That's right.
Our church just went through a church split, and that triggers people when something gets stirred up like that and there are sides being taken and there are people who are talking. There are some people left in our church that are not walking according to the Spirit of the Lord. Mm-hmm. There are some people who left our church who are walking according to the Spirit of the Lord. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. It's not like one specific group behaves always one way, consistently mm-hmm. one way. Every one of us as human beings are fighting the good fight of faith, and we get ping-ponged back and forth in this world.
I know.
As we are confronted with these real life situations, and then we need to make decisions. What voice are we going to listen to, and how will we reveal the true you that's in you? We want to be revealing the true child of God in us, and not just triggered into the decisions of the flesh.
Mm.
So there's a part that we need to play, and that can feel impossible if we're trying to play that part in our own efforts and in our own strength.
That's right.
And when we're trying to play that part, it's interesting to me, the distractions of this world can start choking out the truth of who we really are. Mm-hmm. And those distractions, the things that happen to us, they can start producing a lot of facts, like who said this, he said that, or he did this, he cut me off, so, or he touched me, just like you were saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a fact, but that fact does not need to distract us from the truth that we are predestined to be God's beloved children. Mm-hmm. That's why we were born. Every person on this planet was born to be a beloved child of God. I know there are some people that would argue with me, but I believe God is the one who gives life to every person born. He breathes his life into them.
He is life.
And yes. And the sacrifice of Jesus was to cover everyone's sins. Now, we just get to choose whether or not we want to come alongside him because we love that he saved us, or stay stuck in the fallenness of our nature, our flesh nature. And so the truth is that God has predestined you to be his beloved child. That's found in Ephesians 1:5. It's found in 2 Corinthians 6:18. There's other places that talk about that predestination that the Lord has. I think even later here in Romans 8, it's talking about that. Mm-hmm. But then some of the facts that we want to remain aware of are also given to us in the Bible, Romans 3:23. The fact is you've sinned and fallen short of God's glory. So the truth comes from a divine place of origin, and the fact is a result of this fallen world. And the Bible warns us not to live from the facts of this world, but instead to live by faith.
That's
and
right.
Not by sight.
Oh, so good. Yes. Amen.
The facts can crowd in around us and tempt us to live according to our default programming and the ways of our flesh. Romans 8 is a chapter that reminds us over and over and over that the love of God is so great, He gave His only Son, Jesus, as a sacrifice to make a way for us to live according to the Spirit of Jesus, mm-hmm. the Spirit of life.
Yes.
And when we realize that Jesus eradicated the sins of the whole world, we can choose to live a life of gratitude for that.
Yes.
And let His Spirit control our everyday lives.
That's right. Paul just gives such an example of how the condition of his soul and his heart before he knew Jesus, before he was thrown off of his mount and onto the dust near Damascus, when he says in Romans 7, that which I wish to do, I don't do. And he says, the good that I wish, I do not do, but I practice the very evil that I do not wish. We've all been there, Kimberly. And he says, who?
Yes.
You know, he says, wretched man that I am, who will set me free from this body of death? And then he goes into such a wonderful verse of scripture after all the downers of chapter 7. Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, on the one hand, I myself with my mind am serving the law of God, but on the other, with my flesh, the law of sin. Then there is therefore now no condemnation. Goes right into chapter. I don't think there should have been a delineation between between chapter 7 and 8. There is therefore now no condemnation
yes.
to those who are in Christ Jesus. So he's gone through. He really opens himself honestly mm-hmm. and saying, "This is what I was, but now."
Well. You know, I'm actually going to, let's go back to verse 14 in Romans 7.
Okay.
It says, for we know that the law is spiritual, but I am of the flesh. That's Paul
uh-huh.
talking.
Yes.
Sold
yes.
into bondage to sin. For that which I am doing, I do not understand.
Mm-hmm.
For I am not practicing what I would like to do, but I'm doing the very thing I hate. So I'm the only reason I wanted to go back and look at that is because yes, it's what we were, but it's what Paul was before he became saved. But just because we ask the Spirit of the living God to live in us doesn't mean that we're going to make great decisions every day. I think mm-hmm. Paul is admitting right here that mm-hmm. he still makes poor decisions.
Oh,
and he's
yes.
still doing things that he does not understand. Where did that come from? I did that last week. I was in traffic last week and school started down here in Oklahoma and it was all lined up for the first time all summer. I got spoiled during the summer and we didn't have any of those long lines. But then one day last week, this long, long line, and I was on just a narrow 2-lane street and I didn't want to wait in that long line. And so I moved into the oncoming traffic lane. There was nobody coming in it at the time I moved into it, trying to skip the line.
Mm-hmm.
But all of a sudden, somebody turned and they were in that lane coming right at me. And then I was thinking to myself, just what Paul wrote here. What am I doing here? I don't even know what I don't understand.
Yes.
How did I get here?
But Paul is also admitting, okay, I do have flesh here. I've got to live in. I got to live mm-hmm. in this flesh. But God is going to lead me by the Spirit. And that's when he goes into Romans 8 and tells you how he can live by the Spirit, even though his flesh is weak. It's like John says in 1 John, if you say you do not sin, you're a liar. Because we
yeah.
do things that we can't.
Right.
We look back at what we did yesterday or even two minutes ago and go, whoa, why did I do that? What made me say that or what made me do that? And we have to go back to God and confess our sins, and he's faithful and just to forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Praise God. Praise
the Lord. That's right. That's right. So it is kind of, it's a constant conversation. That's what I like to call it.
Yeah.
It's an ongoing process, and we're fighting the good fight. We are running that race. And we, as we're running, we are looking toward making those choices that would be spirit-led instead of the impulses of the flesh.
Yes.
And, you know, another good scripture is Ephesians 2, verse 1. We were dead in our trespasses and sins, in which we formerly walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, of the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience.
Yes.
So when we're disobedient and choosing not to listen, and we're being really intentional about that, that's a son of disobedience. Now, if we have made that choice for the Lord to be Lord of our life and to guide us, then that's when we really want to be a repentant, to come back around and say, you know what, I just made a choice like I did last week in the traffic. I just made a choice that was against your patience and your kindness, making room for others, waiting.
What did you do? I keep saying, what? What did you do? You didn't tell us
about...
Well, what I just talked about, what I said,
that I went into a lane of traffic that was oncoming traffic because I didn't want to wait in the line, in the long school line. And I was just talking about that earlier.
Yeah, but what did you do? Did you get back in line, or did you go into the burrow pit, or where did you go?
It was a two-lane.
So
it was awful. Yeah, because there was no shoulder. It was terrible. Because the people in front of me that were coming head on were laying on their horns honking at me. And then the people beside me were laying on their horns honking at me. It was just, it was so sad. And you know, what I am so appreciative of is I felt shame and I felt embarrassment. And it was not a good choice on my part. So there was a reason to feel ashamed and embarrassed. But the Spirit of the Lord wanted to actually allow me to make that decision, feel the shame, and then lift it quickly. You know, in my past life, I would not have been able to talk about that for days or weeks or months or maybe never.
Yes.
Because it was so embarrassing and so shameful. But I can talk about it because he lifted that shame right off of me that day. Mm-hmm. And that is who our God is. He lifts shame from us. And when we continue to have conversation with him and let him know our failures and repent and then come back into fellowship with him, he is so kind to us. Mm-hmm. And the rest of that day, he flooded my day with beauty. I was so undeserving, but then I was so grateful.
Yes.
Just a heart of gratitude. And so, of course, we're triggered as we walk through our days. There are those moments that we have when we need to make a choice. Will we live by our default trigger reactions of our flesh, or will we choose to respond in obedience to the Spirit of God and the goodness of our Savior, who has covered us and redeemed us from that place of shame and fear?
Yes.
We will choose, and we must choose.
Yes, I realized, Kimberly, just in the last few years, that what had brought me, like your incident, what had brought me shame or fear or guilt or condemnation before, I can almost laugh it off in a few minutes now when it occurs. And
that's a miracle.
I'm wrong. Yes, and I am wrong. But when I say, oh, I'm so sorry, God, and he says, that's all right. You're going to do it. I've got you. I've got this. And I go on in love and joy and peace and confidence in him. And it has just changed. I mean, it's been 180 degrees from what I felt years before after I'd done something stupid. And then right now, okay, I still do things stupid, but it's like God just has turn me around to see his beautiful revelation knowledge that he's given to his people who love him and are, like you said yesterday, led by the Spirit, as Romans 8 says. We are sons and daughters of God, led by his Spirit. Oh, it's so
good. That's right.
Yeah, So good.
And that takes an intentional choosing on our part to be led in order to follow that spirit, the spirit of God in us.
Absolutely.
And if we default to an old pattern, that's also our choice. It might not feel like we're choosing because it's such a default and we're triggered and we're like, I can't help it.
Mm-hmm.
We say that to ourselves, I can't help it. But it's still a choice. We are choosing to stay stuck in old thinking. Mm-hmm. I like Joyce Meyer's term, the stinking thinking. And we stay stuck there rather than ask for help from our Heavenly Father to get us out of that.
Yes.
And that's the whole point. As children of God, we have to rely on our Father to help us.
Yes.
So
this half hour has gone so quickly. I just wish we had an hour sometimes because we get into these marvelous revelations from Holy Spirit. I truly believe that, Kimberly. And we want you listening to just grasp hold of some of these words that Holy Spirit gives to us for you and for us. And I'm so grateful.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, yes. So we're praying. We're asking God to help us and help us make the right choices even.
Yes.
We can't even choose on our own without Him helping us. So we're asking our Father constantly to calm the triggers in us and help us choose better. Help us choose His ways.
Yes.
And then ask Him to fill you with that divine patience,
Amen.
With that divine kindness and goodness.
Would you say a little prayer? Well, just pray as long as you feel God wants you to pray for our listeners and our changes of heart that we have. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord, we do give you our beings because we know that you created us for yourself. Mm. And we want you to have your way. We want you to have us, all of us.
Yes.
Not just some of us. And so we're asking that you come in and give us that divine spirit, your Holy Spirit, and all of the fruits that come with your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And let that spirit be so full in us that everywhere we go, we're leaking out onto all of creation so that the creation itself can see the revealing of the sons and daughters of God. Please do this in Jesus' name, we ask, so that we can have our true self revealed for the world to see and for you to enjoy. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh, thank you, Kimberly. And that prayer went out to all of you listening. God bless you and keep you and take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may email us at BarbaraCarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.